Sean Callanan is our man when it comes to all things digital media and sports. How are you, Sean?
I'm good, thanks, Frank.
Tweet ups and meetups. You talk to people online, you might have common interest with them, but it's another step to actually go and meet them.
Yes, it's funny that everyone calls it social networking, and really meeting people in real life and having a chat to them is the old school social networking. So,
FaceTime.
FaceTime, exactly.
Real FaceTime.
Real FaceTime, not using it over a computer. So, more and more teams are doing things like meetups and tweetups, and I think it's really important to get those fans to connect because, you know, what we've all tweeted with people or had conversations, and then you think, oh, it'd be good to, you know, meet them in real life and talk about other things. And it really solidifies that connection, you know. And for a sports team, it's really great. And we ran one last week at the Melbourne Storm. They had a Dark Knight Rises themed game. I actually got to meet Batman, which was a bit of a thrill. I did get told off by my girlfriend for sharing a picture of me and Batman on Facebook. But hey, you're never too old to have a photo with Batman. But what we did, what we were able to do is to talk to all the Storm fans in this case and tell them what the digital guys wanted and why we were doing certain hashtags and why we were doing certain things on Twitter and why we were doing things on Facebook. And what's good is now that all these, you know, Storm fans, there was about 20 of them that were in the Storm social suite, all know what the team wants from them, but now they're also connected in that they're tweeting and still continuing the conversation. You know, after the guys at the Storm are doing the tweeting, they're still talking, they're still using all the official hashtags, they're talking to the players in a certain way. So it really helps extend the reach of the team. So,
is there a specific demographic that turns up? I mean, you get a sense of who actually is hooked into social media by having an event like that?
A little bit, because a lot of there was actually a few there that weren't terribly vocal, because not everyone on social is you know, going to be tweeting every single action.
No, it's a lot of people who just like to read what's going
exactly.
on.
Yeah, exactly. So they're using it to consume, and to a certain degree, you know, they started talking to other people, and it sort of maybe draws them out a little bit as well. So they might, you know, now that they know five or six other people, you know, they've got a face to the cartoon avatar or whatever their display picture might be, now they can have a bit of backwards and forwards. So it might draw them out to be, you know, converse a little bit more. But it is a really diverse thing. Like, we had some people that were, you know, love their Twitter and do that all the time, but they're not on Facebook at all. It's just not their cup of tea. They had others that were trying different platforms. So, yeah, there is no sort of set demographic. I mean, obviously, they're people with, you know, most of them all had a smartphone of some kind, and they, you know, they use social to connect with their teams.
Other clubs doing it as well. I mean, the AFL.
The Essendon ran a couple of years ago where they had a guest panel talking about it. The Western Bulldogs ran one last week with Ed Wye was actually on the panel, and they were talking about sports and social and sort of getting people involved. From a pro team in the States point of view, the Cleveland Indians have run the social suite, similar to what the Storm did, and they've done it for a while. They've actually had a sort of a bloggers area where they've tried to activate their digital fans. And also even the Sacramento Kings used a product called Clout, which measures your influence. So they brought in influential people from the Sacramento area. Obviously, if you put them in a nice suite and treat them to a good time, they're going to talk about the Sacramento Kings in a positive light and generate a bit more reach. So there's a few different ways of doing it. A lot of the teams now doing specific social media nights where they will sell a ticket and have an event either prior or after the game, maybe a meet and greet with the players and that kind of thing. But yeah, if you're out there and you're tweeting and you're just pretty much refining it to your couch, I say get out there and meet people.
Well, we do it professionally too. I mean, we have a dinner every couple of months for people in the digital sports media as well. And it's a great way of people who have probably connected via the social media platforms who share a similar professional interest to get together and talk about what they do and better ways to do it as well. So it's in terms of, you know, professional development, it's been a really powerful tool.
Yeah, and I mean, my best, I guess, taking online offline is when I did a trip a couple of years ago. I was tweeting away at the Dodger Stadium and someone, Jill, replied back, you should come to a game sometime. I said, I'd love to. And then my next port of call was Dallas and I was going to a game at watch the Dallas Mavericks and the LA Lakers, and Jill said, I'm in Dallas too, we should meet at halftime. And I said, that's cool. And I hadn't met, we just connected via Twitter. At the same point, I was trying to connect with Mark Cuban, who owns the Mavericks, and I'd connected with the CEO of of the arena saying, hey, I'm checking out your venue, I'd love a tour. Halfway through the second quarter, Brad Main, the CEO of the American Airlines Center, comes down, because I tweeted where I was sitting. Here you go, Sean, come up to the suite. And so at half time, I was in the dilemma. Do I go see Brad and go into the suite, or do I meet my new Twitter friend, Jill?
What did you do?
What did you think I did?
You went and got two tickets and took Jill.
No, I didn't think of that scenario. But I went up to the suite, and Brad was introducing me to people in the suite that work in the different facilities around America. He was very kind. He said, we've got some Fosters on ice for you, Sean.
Thanks for that, Brad.
I said, thanks, Brad. I'll be very polite. I'll drink them all, but Australians don't drink Fosters. But while he was doing the introductions, he's going, oh, and this is Jill. Jill, who tweeted me 3 days earlier when I was at Dodger Stadium, was in the suite with Brad. And what I didn't know was that Jill ran effectively
It
does sound like a conspiracy. She ran the Venue Managers Association effectively in America.
And you walked into the honey trap.
It was. So it was quite funny. And she was
suite. You stood me up?
Yeah, she did. So you stood me up. But she was the one that was encouraging Brad to go, hey, get this guy up here. I've been tweeting with him. He's checking out all the stadiums. So it sort of shows you a way that you can take those online connections and they might be completely random. I didn't talk to Jewel, or, you know, she talked to me first and I didn't talk to her because she said, oh, I work in sports or anything. She, you know, didn't say anything in her bio that led me to that. And, you know, that random connection, you know, helped me watch the Lakers Mavs in the Super Box, and I saw Dirk Nowitzki score his 20,000 NBA points. So just shows you how you can get those connections happening.
You never know who's out there. Before we let you go, speaking of random connections, I reckon there's a young Australian sprinter who's going to have a few of those in the next little while. A video that's going to go viral or already has.
It already has gone viral. I actually got told about this from a guy in Boston who was telling, oh, I've got that video of that Aussie hurdler. And I just assumed, like every Australian would, that there's some video of Sally Pearson. And it goes, no. Michelle Jenneke. So if you Google Michelle Jenneke.
How do we spell her name properly?
J-E-N-N-E-K-E.
And this is a video that was shot, I think, recently in Barcelona at the World Junior Champs.
Yes, yeah. And so she's got a bit of a dance pre-match, pre-race routine.
It is pretty special. I have seen it.
And, you know, she just fires up and she's happy-go-lucky and loose and ready to go. And someone's put some cheesy music over the top of it. And you can see why it's gone viral. And you know, unfortunately, she won't be at the Olympics. But if the video's any count, she'll have a lot of fans when she next has an international meet.
She sure will. Sean, how can we find you in the Twitterverse and beyond?
Oh, you can tweet me at Sean Callanan or at sportsgeekhq.com.